how to become an extraordinary. There are two kind of people out there, one who born extraordinary and the other one who become extraordinary. Hello guys, this is Vikrant from Vikrant World, and in today's video I'm going to discuss with you how to become an extraordinary, how you can become an extraordinary, how there are people who born extraordinary and how you can become an extraordinary. So if you are new here in this channel is all about entrepreneurship, self-development and reinventing yourself. So if you are connected with this topic and if you love this topic, considering subscribing this channel. So let's begin. Talk about some extraordinary person. Tanmay Bakshi, who is from Kolkata, he is earning about 1.25 million per annum. He's a 13-year-old guy. He is currently in 9th standard and he's working in Google right now. So let's watch a video of Tanmay.
Sure. What do you do? Oh, well, mainly I like to call myself a software and cognitive developer because I love developing with cognitive computing and artificial intelligence. I'm an algorithmist. I love working with designing and implementing algorithms. I'm a keynote and TEDx speaker. I'm an author. I've written a book and I'm working on another one about IBM Watson. And of course, I'm also an IBM champion for cloud and honorary IBM cloud advisor.
Well, you did. Hang on a second. Someone just, do you go to school?
Well, I'm currently homeschooled in grade 8 going to grade 9 now.
Wow. So if it's not enough, let's talk about another guy. His name is Joshua Breskin. He's an American chess player, martial art competitor and author. As a child, he recognized as a prodigy and won US Junior Chess Championship. Wow. I mean, this child are literally changed, you know, the chess championship and the entire game. So we're done with the person who won extraordinary. Now we are going to move forward and talk about the person who become extraordinary. And this is going to be very exciting, guys. If anyone want to become extraordinary, and not everyone can born extraordinary, but if you want to become an extraordinary, and I've seen people and many people seeing them, they change their mindset. They have certain kind of mindset, and we are going to talk about the mindset which they have. The extraordinary people who become, they are not born extraordinary, but they become extraordinary. Mahatma Gandhi, people like Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Ray Kroc, J.K. Rowling, they are not born extraordinary, guys. They become extraordinary and they follow certain step that I believe that everyone that have to try these steps and has like follow these steps. And if I talk about these steps, you know, the first thing, if we want to become an extraordinary person as a human being, we have to understand that faith and desire. These are two things that one of my favorite book, Think and Grow Rich, talk about a lot. Desire. Without desire, we can't do anything. No, you know, I mean, if you look at any person, if he don't have any desire, he is not able to take any action. So the first thing, if anyone want to become an extraordinary in any field, they should have a desire to do something in their life. And so for anyone who want to become successful, they should have the desire in themselves, because if they don't have any desire, they are not going to be motivated any time. And if they're not motivated, they're not going to take any action. So this is the first step, and this is a very crucial step that people should have desire. Extraordinary people who born extraordinary, they have a burning desire in their life. That's why they done the things that for ordinary people, it is not impossible. It is very, impossible for them, for a normal people at that time. If you talk about Rockefeller, if you talk about Henry Ford, they totally revolutionized the industry. Second thing that extraordinary and successful people have is faith. If you look at people who take massive action, and they are very different, they have certain kind of faith in themselves, because we are living in a world where people have certain kind of negative paradigm towards the world, and they are brainwashed by negative things. Though so, if they see people who are successful, people who are taking certain action, and if they are doing something different, they are going to criticize them. So if you have to, if you want to become extraordinary, if you want to do something very different in any field, you have to have faith in yourself. Otherwise people are going to criticize you, people are going to talk about you, and this is going to be mess in your life. So you have to have faith in your life, and this is very important, I think, to become an extraordinary person. So if you have faith and desire, I believe that if you are going to get more in your life, and This is Sunil from today's video, and guys, if you like this video, do subscribe, do share this video with your friends and loved ones, because if you think and I'm going adding value, do comment, you know, in the comment section below, and let me know that how I can bring more content. And thank you so much for watching again. Subscribe Vikrant1 and do like. Bye bye.